I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Who hasn't had a close encounter or two with a remarkably exasperating, perhaps eccentric relative? That legendary family fixture who has an astonishing ability to push the proverbial envelope and test our patience. And then, as so often happens, this is the relative who over time manages somehow to seep into and truly touch our soul. As we hear in this encore essay about motherhood, this is what happened to Janine Wiseman.
Your mother. Many conversations with Larry started with those two words in the first year of our marriage, when my in-laws were living right over our heads while their new home in Newport was being renovated. Helen was the family matriarch, the woman whose two sons and their father looked to for approval. Her opinion, and you could count on it being a strong one, mattered to them, and it mattered a lot. But Helen also raised her sons to be independent thinkers, confident, thoughtful, and kind. Even though she drove me crazy about not getting pedicures after seeing a TV news report about foot diseases spread in beauty salons, even though she surely would have won a gold medal if worrying was an Olympic sport, I knew she must have done something right. Otherwise, the man I married wouldn't be the wonderful and loving man he was. "Your mother," I cried. "She dumped a whole bottle of Thousand Island dressing over the salad I spent an hour chopping this morning." I can still see Helen at the end of the deck reaching for the salad, and me failing to reach her in time. "No!" She looked back at me, not comprehending my horror. "What? Was I not supposed to do that?" "Your mother was not a good cook." "Oh, she could cook anything, so long as she cooked it in the microwave. At least she had a sense of humor about it." "Look what I'm feeding your father," she'd giggle when Larry's dad was out of earshot. She'd been the editor of her high school paper and was proud of having a daughter-in-law who was a newspaper reporter. I thought she secretly wished she had my job. The phone would ring. "Janine, there are all these flashing lights down by First Beach. Something big's going on!" Something big could be nothing, but I knew she was always looking out for me. So it feels strange, not having that extra pair of eyes around. Once I resented her unsolicited opinions. Now Larry and I are renovating our house, and I need to ask her for advice. "Your mother told me first she'd been to the doctor because she was having trouble swallowing and didn't like the way he patted her arm when he ordered more tests. We were on the front porch on a Monday afternoon in September. Stop worrying," I told her. "It's just acid reflux." But on a Wednesday night in February, the last person to hold her hand while her heart was still beating turned out to be me. Your mother was astonishingly inept at tossing salads and amazingly expert at working with building contractors. I believe your mother, like Naomi loved Ruth in the Hebrew Bible, loved me like I was her own daughter. Your mother.
Janine Wiseman is editor of Mercury, a weekly arts, culture, and lifestyle publication in Newport. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.